So what does this mean, having these reunions? What does it mean to you guys?
I can't say that in very many instances it was renewing friendships, but there was some of that. There's two guys that are coming in tonight that we served with in Fairbanks, and of course Paul and Roger and
yes.
I renewed those friendships. But a lot of it's just they were there, you know, they served here and had the same experience as we did. And so it was a common ground. It was enjoyable to get with them and talk.
Have you learned more about what the sites were now than what you actually knew then?
Some,
because
I think, yeah.
Talking to people?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, they all have families, and so we've met their families.
Yes.
In a lot of cases, all the Petes here, we've met them. Our wives were at all the other reunions, except Karen was just...
She had a medical issue that she couldn't attend that one year.
In New Jersey.
This year, they... due to the cost of the plane tickets, they decided not to.
It's a long way to come.
Yes, it is.
Well, you mentioned the sharing of common experience, and you said that for 40 years you didn't talk about what you
right.
did. So now having this group to talk about.
Talk
with,
pretty freely, yeah.
That's helpful.
And we actually, in the conversation, now find out a little more about the mystery jobs in the launcher area,
yeah.
and the launcher guys find out about the mystery jobs, quote unquote, up on the hill.
And we'll find out about the guards
and the guards
stuff they did.
Yep. And their friendly pet dogs, they care of the dog handlers.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, our first reunion, there were a lot of guard dog handlers. They had kept in contact over the years
yes.
as a group, so they were already in that cycle.
They had a good core of people there. One
yeah.
gentleman did a lot of legwork before the internet thing, and they kept in contact.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, it was 18 months of your lives, maybe 2 years if you had the
yeah.
training prior, that it sounds like it was has continued to be very important to everyone. You think, well, 2 years, that's just a blip in a long life.
Yeah, I think it's become important to us all. But I think military experience in general, like that's the same era of the Vietnam War, and those guys are awfully close with each other. And they probably talk about it less than we do, you know, because they were nightmare experiences for them. Ours were frightening, but they weren't nightmares.
No.
Frightening in what way?
Nuclear bombs, war, you know, that is frightening.
So, hopefully your reunions can continue for several more years.
I think it probably will, at least one more. We've
yeah.
pretty much taken it 1 year at a time now.
Yes.
Yeah. How many actual Nike sites were there around the whole United States?
About 149. Somewhere in that area,
yeah.
140 something.
And you say you get about 40 to 50 people at the reunions?
Yeah. And that includes their spouses. And in some cases, it was other family members
yeah.
that came.
And we probably have a list of contacts that's
yeah.
somewhere over 400 names.
Some we've
yeah.
never seen, you know,
yes.
that they want to be on
seen.
Our list, so we send them the information.
Some we have a brief contact with, and like I say, they change their internet service provider. I actually used to do mailings, and
that got expensive.
That got expensive. We don't have much of a budget. I run a small website that comes out of my back pocket, which is not a big deal. It's only a few bucks a year to have the hosting fees are not.
But we charge
expensive.
No dues and
no.
At the reunions, we'll pass
we may
a
pass the hat or somehow and then
pick up enough for
yep,
getting the next
have
reunion.
Some refreshments or some planning, whatever, for the next go-around.
Mm-hmm. So this one is being held in Anchorage, but we also have some big speakers.
Right.
This is going to be a tough act to follow.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are not going to be able to duplicate
and
this.
We
this
didn't really know exactly what we were getting into a couple years ago. We talked to Jim Rinkert, And we had talked about we wanted to have a reunion in Alaska. And he said, well, why don't you come here? But then he also said, but why don't you wait 2 years? Because it would correspond with the Anchorage Centennial.
They wanted to postpone it then.
So we did.
We did.
Well, just reflecting on your lives and the time you spent in Alaska working at the site, what has it meant to you in context of your whole life?
That's a pretty tough question.
Oh, boy.
Positive experience, negative experience.
When I left here, as I said, I didn't think of it as much of a positive experience. But as time has gone by and I've talked to guys and all that, yeah, it's become, I look back on it, it's more positive. I think the reason it could have been more positive if been able to and inspired to take advantage of the activities that we could have done here. And I just didn't do it. And it's basically on me. I was just, you know, not motivated to do it for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. So it was negative in the sense that it was cold and dark and boring, or it was negative?
Oh, military too.
Or it was negative in that?
I'm a person that doesn't handle authority well at all. Somebody tells me what to do, I don't like that.
You got to remember, these are two draftees. Mm-hmm. We did not ask for this job. We were given it by our friends and neighbors, so to speak. But
so you didn't have a choice in what you did or where you went.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I guess we did it. We got out of it, and we didn't think about
duty.
It for years.
So we looked at it, you know, yep, that's our duty, because that was the thought in those days. That's the way we were raised. Mm-hmm. You know, that, yep, that's what's expected of you. You go do it, and then get on with your life after
and
that.
And as hindsight nowadays, we feel that no, that we were part of something that this was a small core of people, although it was 149 some odd sites in the United States. It was a short-lived project.
20 years.
Basically, most of the sites were only active for around 10 years.
Yeah.
But it played a deciding role in our ability to have the standoff in the, they have a terminology for the Cold War. I don't remember how you would say that, you know. I don't know what the terminology.
Neutral destruction.
We took a big part of what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Now
deterrent.
That we look back on that.
And now, too, that you're willing to talk about it, whereas before you weren't willing to talk
right.
about it. And as you talk about it, you can really see the importance of where
you feel it
in the world history.
Before it was a matter of putting it out of her mind.
Hi.
Does this have something to do with the Cold War conference?
Yes.
We'll wrap it up.
There's some confusion.
Okay. We'll come out and help resolve the confusion.
Well, who is he? That's his question.
My name's Leslie.
I was just going to ask Roger, did you find it a positive or negative experience? Weird that Ed found it to be somewhat negative, but...
At what time frame, I guess?
When you were here and when you left, did you find it?
Yes, I would say at that particular time in my life, I thought it was negative and, finally out of here, you know?
I know from knowing him that he's a little bit unhandy with authority as well.
But as a military assignment in the early 1960s,
I was glad to be there. Compared
you could have
to,
been sent someplace worse.
Yeah, yeah. I was glad to be there. And that, I did know that, and I was appreciative of that.
And do you know why were you selected for this assignment?
Don't know, really.
Do you have, Roger's had some electronics.
Yeah. Well, I know we took tests.
Okay.
You know.
I think it was the battery of tests you took.
And where the bodies were needed. You know, that's always a big part of it. If they hadn't needed them, they wouldn't send us to missile school just based on our test scores.
If you were technically oriented, you know, and these had nasty, strange questions. And sometimes I wonder why they asked all those.
Like, for instance, after the military, I went to work for an aerospace company, Sunstrand Aerospace. And if you, every plane you've ever flown on has many Sunstrand electronic devices on it. So I was interested in that kind of activity, you know, even though I didn't have the schooling in electronics mm-hmm. that Roger did.
Mm-hmm. But so your experience here led you into a career path.
And I worked in that till 1995 when I retired.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you would like to add at this point that we maybe didn't touch on?
Oh. Wow, I think we've covered pretty well everything. And I'm sure you're going to get some better answers to some of the questions from some of the other people.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get some guys that are from the leadership end, I hope you do, that are going to show up, man. You're going to get a little bit bigger perspective. We're at the bottom of the totem pole. Being draftees and retiring as a PFC in your 2 years, but you're going to have some guys that are officer material, yeah. And they're going to give you a little different perspective on this. And they may say that what those guys told you is all wrong.
We like to talk to people with different perspectives.
Yeah, one of the guys that's coming in, I think I gave him your name, I'm positive I did, was Hal Faulkner. And he was our mail clerk, and he was our medic, and he was our PX operator, and several other chores.
Yep.
So he knew everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he was, you know, he was a personality that got along with everybody. So he,
yes.
I think I wrote to him and didn't hear back from him.
He comes in at midnight tonight. He'll be landing.
Yes. Yes.
So, well, you were an officer, weren't you?
I was non-com.
Non-com. Mm-hmm.
And what battery were you at, Jerry?
I was at A.
You were at A? Yeah. Just after us, though.
After you. I was there 67, 68.
So just after us. We left in early 66.
So you were 64 to 66?
Yeah.
When you guys arrived, the earthquake would have already happened in Anchorage.
Yep.
Because you came in July.
Came in July, yeah. And it happened in March. So did you have any knowledge of...
Well, a couple of things happened with me in that regard. One was that I was issued my winter gear, a parka, and it was all sewn. It was neatly sewn. I don't mean that it was a junk. But, you know, that would have been unusual. Should have had a, you know, clean parka mm-hmm. with no things. And I was told... the regular Army stuff was down in Anchorage because of the earthquake. You know, they'd handed it out to people. And another thing was I came to Anchorage on a leave, must have been in 65, the winter, January probably, for, you know, just a weekend pass type thing. And I remember seeing like three straight city blocks with no buildings, just holes, in, you know, on the ground there. So it was long enough after, so it had been cleaned up. But also after, I don't remember if it was after I got here, it probably was. I think I went back to Wainwright. They wanted to find some sucker, so they picked me. I was one of the new guys, probably. And when we got down there, probably university people gave me a quick explanation or, you know, whatever of the earthquake, and then tested me on what I remembered. I don't know why they were doing it, but it was a memory thing, you know, they were doing some kind of study on military personnel. Mm-hmm. Just happened to be the subject of the earthquake. I suppose because it was probably one that I didn't know about otherwise, they probably felt. And so, you know, that was my involvement with the earthquake. And we did have an earthquake after we got to Fairbanks, too. Not a big, nasty one, but enough so we felt it pretty good.
Aftershocks, so to speak.
No, slam doors in the hallways and things, you know.
Did it affect your equipment in any way? Did you have to deal with that?
Didn't seem to do much to it. We went out and checked it all right away. That's the first thing we did. Just ran the back azimuths and everything to see that everything was still lined up.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I know you guys are tired after a long flight. I appreciate you doing this today.
Thanks so much.
See, we're kind of dolts as far as what you're after. So
no.
Every job that was involved is part of the story. Yeah. So thank you very, very much. Yeah.
Now you can interview them.